This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Hong Kong is set to release its quarterly economic growth numbers tomorrow as political protests continue to shake that region. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
Violence again rocked Hong Kong this past weekend as police fired tear gas and rubber bullets into crowds of protesters. The demonstrations began 2 months ago over a law that would have eased extradition to mainland China. They have since broadened into a pro-democracy movement that sees hundreds of thousands take to the streets, often shutting down business districts.
This is, at some level, an existential issue for Hong Kong.
Eswar Prasad is an economist at Cornell who expects the protests to hurt an already slowing economy. The city's retail association reports sales have dropped by double digits at many stores, with luxury retailers hard hit as big-spending travelers stay away.
The public image of Hong Kong is a safe and stable place. It's kind of shattered.
Ho Fung Hung is a political economist at Johns Hopkins University. He says Hong Kong's status as a semi-autonomous territory has been a selling point for international business firms wary of working in China. But if the protests draw intervention from the mainland, that could scare investors away. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.